guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I go through these stories every day and kind of look for different topics to talk about. And I scrape them from different places. Sometimes it's Twitter, sometimes it's from Reddit, and sometimes it's just from me reading the news. And I got to tell you, the last week or so, I find it to be very, I was hoping 2020 would finally see where all this PC nonsense started swinging back to where everything was normal. But no. No, there's so much news that I read about that just becomes very frustrating. And as a bachelor, as a guy that says, you know, I'm kind of do my own thing, and I'm not going to worry about what the rest of the world is doing. I'm just going to corner myself off. I just want to go to work. I just want to do my thing. I just want to have an enjoyable life. But what seems to be happening more is all this craziness keeps soaking into everywhere. At one point, you might have said, well, that's just dating. I'm going to stay away from that, and I'm just going to do my thing. And then a little while later, you have to say, well, yeah, okay, well, that's just politics. But politics and dating, but aside from that, I'm going to do my thing. All right, politics and dating and education and work. But beside that, okay, and it goes on and on and on, right? I want you to look at these headlines that I came across today. And I'm not going to read, it's not even reading the stories. I'm not even going to read them. And I know I sound very nihilistic. It's been a very stressful week. And I've been low on sleep because of my dog having to have surgery twice. And he's back and he's doing well, but I still haven't caught up on sleep. So it's made me a little grumpy and probably a little bit more agitated than normal. But, you know, look at this here, the numbers game, right? Fooling around with 10 people plus in your lifetime increases your risk by 90% of cancer. Well, that's not good news. That's pretty much everybody nowadays. And let's see here. Boy Scouts of America files for bankruptcy as it faces hundreds of abuse claims. Everything was pretty much okay. And then this all, I think, sounds like it happened in the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm not saying this is the cause of this, but within the last 3 or 4 years, the Boy Scouts also allowed girls in, and they also allowed girls that like girls and boys that like boys in, and they let in boys that were girls and girls that were boys, and they let in, everybody, right? Now, I'm not saying that's the reason behind this, but what once was almost, 100-year-old boys-only club, I was a Boy Scout, and I didn't make it all the way to Eagle, but I made my way quite a ways through it, and it was great. It taught me how to build campfires and how to tie knots, and we went camping, and it was a really good thing. And it's just toast now. It's just gone, and all because of a bunch of claims against it. And they're even being sued by the Girl Scouts for using one of their symbols or something or other. We have here NHS staff can refuse to treat bad people, patients, under its new rules. So if you're one of the isms or the... Right. So, but here's the problem with this, right? Okay, yes, they'll still take critical, but non-critical, they can deny you care. Well, the problem with this is here in the United States, if you're wearing like a Trump hat or a MAGA hat, certain people will assume you're a bad person. Now, of course, you're not, and it doesn't mean that you are, but you're called that because you're a Trump supporter. I have to assume that it's the same thing with the left calling the Tories over in the UK, or in England, I should say. Same thing with them. If you're a Tory supporter, you're this, and now is this going to be a problem? You can't even get health care anymore. This headline, like I was going to do a story about this, and I just said, you know what? I better not, because I've already read through it, and there's not enough bleach to clear out my eyes, and it's just something you don't need to know about. But the topic is the point. My wife wants us to fool around with her brother. I'm not opposed in principle. How? What? What? I mean, look, I'm a libertarian. I say, you know, let your freak flag fly and do your thing. You know, I'm very liberal libertarian, and I'm very anti-socialism. So people can have their rights to, but when this is like everyday news stories that are coming out, and we got this. Leftists celebrate Ryan Newman crash because he supported Trump. Here's a guy that they thought, you know, I mean, he's in critical condition. They don't know how bad he is. It was a very bad auto racing accident. And because he supported Trump, there's lots of tweets and stories coming out about how that's fine. That's okay. Let him just, right? Let him just end. I don't care. He supported Trump. That's where we are in the political divide now, where you can't, like, I don't even care if that human leaves the planet because we don't agree politically anymore. And I want you to see this this young lady. They call her Gun Girl. I don't know her real name is Caitlin Bennett. But what she does is she goes onto campuses and she interviews. And of course, she's very conservative. And the campuses are very left-leaning. And this isn't about politics. It's about an inability to have civility between human beings when they differ anymore. So she goes on campuses and she'll interview and say, why do you dislike this? And why do you think this should? And Second Amendment, First Amendment. And she does that kind of thing. Well, I guess someone made a call to the campus and told them that she was coming. And she was just coming to do interviews. And this is the response she got from a college campus, Higher Learning. You ready? Check this out. Oh, let me turn on some volume so you can hear out. Now remember, all she does is she walks around campus, just her and a cameraman, and they walk up and they say, hi, I'm so-and-so. You have a couple questions, so tell me what you disagree with the Second Amendment. Or tell me, you know, is free speech, you know, hate speech or whatever. That's it. That's all she does. And this is a college campus, Higher Learning.
Someone just poured hot coffee on me.
I dare you to push me again.
I'm not punching you.
I dare you to push me again.
I'm not pushing
you. You did. How did I end up on the ground? I got it on video. Exactly.
That big goon behind her is her bodyguard. I guess she needs a bodyguard for this stuff. So, yeah, I won't bother to keep playing it. But you can see just the animosity, and they're in her face. And this is where society's going, you know? And you've got, and again, I know some of you we're not politically the same. That's fine. Again, not my point. But we've got a socialist that may be the number one running candidate to run against Trump. So you've got a socialism now entering the United States. And whether you support him or not, it's not my point, but socialism has never worked yet. So if you think somehow we're going to be this miraculous first country that does it correctly, you got another thing coming. Doesn't work. So all of a sudden, you can't have a political opinion or you're out. You know, you might be physically harmed. You can't have a difference. So you can't have a difference in anything anymore. You just have to be quiet. And again, for a bachelor's and all that, you say, well, yeah, but I am quiet. But what kind of an atmosphere is it when you can no longer debate, you can no longer have discussions, you can no longer bring up a topic that somebody dislikes. You can't even support yourself. If somebody calls you a name or a disparaging word and you defend yourself, they just say, well, see, that proves that you are. And when we go back to this, the story here on the, NHS here, remember, it also says here, right? Being one of the ists, the sexist. Does that make me one because I do a podcast or a YouTube video about supporting men and some of the issues that men face? Does that make me? Does that mean I can no longer get health care? You know, we've just come in a very, very strange place in time, and I don't know how we pull society back together. I don't know how we do. And many of you may say, you know what? I don't think you can. All you can do is vote and tell, you know, and try to live your best life. But I'll tell you, I think this is a big portion of why people are getting into these little knots, these little pockets that are separated from the rest of society. And you know, when you take society, if it's 100% of people and you divide them all out by their demographics, right? And then you divide them by male versus female. And then you divide them by conservative versus liberal versus libertarian versus socialist versus, and then you break all you're doing is you're pushing everybody apart. And at some point, I think this is going to break. I think at some point this year, this is going to break. Now, I don't know what it means when it breaks. I don't know. Maybe we're already in the middle of a break. Maybe things are already starting to slide sideways and we're just starting to get in the middle of it. I don't know. But it feels to me like society is just ripping apart around us and things are getting very chaotic. And I'm okay with a little chaos. Sometimes it can actually be kind of interesting. But there's also a point in your life when you realize that this kind of thing can also get a little bit risky, a little bit dangerous. And I think there's more to come. But as always, you know, this is my take on things. I'd like to hear what you guys think. I mean, am I just in a bad mood tonight and I'm being a little bit off the path here? Or do you guys notice this as well, where you just start seeing things that look like they're crumbling apart around us and nothing makes sense anymore? And no one wants to get along, and you see trouble brewing. Let me know what you guys think. I'll keep it kind of there for the evening, but I wanted to get this out there because I think this is going to be a problem. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those of you that have. It means so, so much to me. And of course, the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, and share, because that'll help promote my video and get it out to others. And of course, you can always go back and look at some of my other older videos. And maybe watch a commercial or two. That'll also support me. So, guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids society.